With Montana News, I'm Jenny McConaughey. Montana's Judicial Standards Commission filed a complaint against a Billings judge today, alleging she violated rules of conduct while running for office in 2018. The complaint says Judge Ashley Hirata received and made partisan endorsements in elections and made false and misleading statements about her qualifications and experience. It also alleges she was not candid and honest during an investigation into a different allegation. Hirata was unavailable for comment. Her attorney, retired District Judge Russell Fegg, said he hadn't received a copy of the complaint, which was posted on the Montana Supreme Court website, and declined to comment on the allegations. A Montana prosecutor is pursuing criminal charges against three Crow Tribe officials involved in an attempt last year to oust the tribe's chairman. A Crow prosecutor says arrest warrants have been issued for Vice Chairman Carlson Duke Gozahead, Vice Secretary Sean Backbone, and Tribal Senator Frank Whiteclay. The criminal counts include official misconduct, theft of financial documents, and criminal trespass. Attorneys for the three officials deny the allegations, saying they are politically motivated and timed to disrupt upcoming elections. Montana's U.S. senators have split along party lines on the question to call witnesses in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines voted with the majority party members against the Democrats' request. Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester voted to call witnesses. The vote was 51-49. A new case of chronic wasting disease has been confirmed in a single game farm elk in eastern Montana. It's the first CWD infection found in a domestic herd in Montana since 1999. The Montana Department of Livestock says the animal appeared healthy and was slaughtered for meat last month. Preliminary results for required tests returned January 14th, showing the animal was infected. The department has placed the herd under quarantine and is conducting an investigation. State law requires CWD-positive game farms undergo a 5-year quarantine or kill and test the entire herd. State veterinarian Dr. Marty Zalewski says the source of the disease is unknown. State law grants confidentiality to the game farm that submitted the animal for testing. There are 18 facilities with captive cervids in the state, most of which have fewer than 20 animals. Last year, some 140 wild elk, deer, and moose tested positive for the fatal disease. While there are no known transmissions of CWD to humans, the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advises against eating CWD infected meat. The National Weather Service has issued a rare first day of February fire warning for parts of Montana. Officials are predicting high winds with gusts between 50 and 75 miles per hour tomorrow, along with temperatures in the 50s and 60s and low humidity. They say in those conditions, new fire starts can spread quickly and become difficult to control. Fire warnings have been issued from the Rocky Mountain Front east to the Little Rocky Mountains, and a fire weather watch has been issued from north of Helena to south of Bozeman. The Montana University System is prohibiting all university-related travel to China until further notice. That announcement came today as world health officials work to contain the spread of the emerging coronavirus outbreak. Edward O'Brien reports.
There are no known coronavirus cases in Montana, and the state's university system says it's doing its part to keep it that way. The closest known case is in Washington State. The 16 colleges and universities that make up the Montana University System have banned all travel to China for the foreseeable future. University of Montana spokeswoman Paula Short.
After following this for a number of days and with the latest State Department upgrade of a level 4 alert for travel to mainland China, we got together here at the University of Montana and made the decision to cancel a study abroad trip, which was to embark in March to China.
Short says she's aware of no UM faculty, staff, or students currently in China on university business. However, Short says some Chinese students are currently studying on the Mountain campus in Missoula.
They are, of course, in the midst of a regular semester, so I don't know what travel plans might have been impacted, at least in the near term. I think as this outbreak endures and other things happen, you know, that may have an impact on students, particularly near the end of the semester.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
State officials announced redrafted rules for the disposal of radioactive oil waste following public concern. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio has more.
The Montana Department of Environmental Quality is in the process of writing its first statewide regulatory guidelines for the disposal of technologically enhanced naturally occurring radioactive materials, or TNORM. The department released a draft last year. DEQ spokesperson Rebecca Harbage says following public feedback, the state redrafted the rules that determine the limits for TNORM disposal. DEQ's new draft lowers its proposed maximum gate limit of 200 picocuries per gram of radioactivity down to 50 picocuries, which is the same as in North Dakota. Harbidge says members of the public singled out that discrepancy as a source of concern.
That seemed as though it might be creating an incentive for companies to bring their waste across the border into Montana if there was a legal avenue for them to dispose of it here and not in North Dakota, for example.
Among the proposed changes, DEQ now suggests requiring facilities to stop accepting TNORM within 24 hours instead of 5 days if the facility exceeds limits at its boundary. The facility must then take corrective action before continuing operation. Because DEQ only redrafted two rules and their connected provisions, they're providing 30 days instead of 90 for public comment. That period ends March 2nd. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.